Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Anniversary on the radio in the morning.
I'm sorry, put whose? I didn't hear you.
I say, could you put our anniversary when y'all do birthdays and all that in the morning?
Okay, and who's this?
Clayton and Helen Moore.
Oh, sure. I'll put you down.
Our anniversary is Sunday.
All right, I'll put it down for Sunday.
Thanks, Helen.
Okay,
love
bye-bye.
Your music, by the way.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
As usual, I'll be working when she reads the morning paper. And oh, how I wish I could be home so I could see my darling's face light up when she sees her picture in the paper and this message underneath to her from me. Happy anniversary. consistently has been the sweetest sweetheart of the year.
Okay.
And Teddy Bear.
Mr. Shorty and Teddy Bear, I'll do it for you tonight. Thanks.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month at his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I'd better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Troubles would I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short barrel bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And Teddy grabbed for the gun on his hip, but the little man's hand was like lightning. The bat 44 was the same. 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk, 'cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. and that little cripple boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, Tucker, I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4, and goodbye.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills, and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack, and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm a-happy, you're right. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road.
6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight here at KMEL on the Noontime Classic Review here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program with all of your requests and dedications tonight. Had a request for this. I hadn't played this song in quite a while and had a request for it. Actually, Jim asked me to play this. He's listening to us tonight down in Menard. They are I didn't ask him if it was a river or a creek or whatever, but they're doing some fishing tonight, and they've got the Hits Radio show tuned in, and I appreciate that very much. And
last night I stopped off for a beer on my way home, and I saw this broken-hearted sweet thing crying all alone. My tender heart was deeply touched at the sight of a woman's tears. So I said, "Hi there," as I pulled up a chair and ordered us a couple of beers. We must have drunk a gallon of brew. When I looked at the watch, it was 2:30, and I suddenly realized I hadn't even called my wife. And knowing what would happen to me when I got home, I nearly broke my neck in two.
phone, and here's what I told her in an effort to save my life. Don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped. Considering what I've been through, I'm in good shape. Oh, wrists and ankles are a little sore from the tape. But don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped. Tied up somewhere tonight on your way home in a poker game with a good-looking dame, and it slips your mind to phone. Don't blow your cool like a crazy fool and tell your woman where you've been. Your situation requires imagination, and I've got a suggestion, my friend. Just tell her, don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped. Considering what I've been through, I'm in good shape. My wrists and ankles are a little sore from the tape. But don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped. No, don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped.
Used to be. night time comes, I just can't keep the blues away. Far in my dreams, your lovely face is all I see. Will I ever get used to being your old used to be? I've gotten used to people's stares as I walk by. I keep my head bowed low so they can't see me cry. They say that goes a man who lives in memory. Will I ever get used to being your old used to be?
All the great Farron Young and Daryl McCall doing some harmony on that one, if I remember correctly. And your old used to be.
Each night I stare in darkness at shadows on the wall. Listen to your laughter in the room across the hall. I tremble when there's silence and your name I call.
Pacific shore. shore. Yes, I fell in love in a troubled time on the South Pacific shore.
Well, I fell in love in troubled times on a South Pacific shore. There's Cowboy Copas for you today here at KNEL on the Hits radio show. I was always a big Cowboy Copas fan, and I was listening to KNEL last weekend, and they were doing, I think, Road Tripping Weekend is what they called it, and they were doing songs about states and towns and that sort of thing, and it was made me smile to hear Cowboy Copas' Alabama. They played it a couple of times over the weekend. Well, that is going to mention to you that our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum is open. We're open daily now, and we're so happy to be back open after being closed down for COVID-19 for a couple of months. But we are open, and we're having visitors and country music fans literally stop from all over the world, and it's good to see all of those folks that stop by and see us. And I mention that to tell you that if you're out and about this weekend, we'd love to have you visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas, and it would indeed be an honor to have you come and spend some time with us.
Hello, Tracy. Yes, for the good times.
For the Good Times by Ray Price.
And Corporal Christie Bay.
We'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times. I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times.
get drunk and be somebody. Drink everything from champagne to toddy. Pour it, please, to purge my painful pride. Hey, bartender, I'd like to forget I'm for everything that's wet. Let's get drunk and be somebody. Tomorrow morning I won't care if the sun don't shine. The whole world's gonna look rosy through these bloodshot eyes of mine. I want to forget that big boss man and the little woman who don't understand. Let's get drunk and be somebody. Somebody drink everything from champagne to toddy. A gushing goblet goads my ghostly gloom. Hey, bartender, I'd like to forget I'm for everything that's wet. Let's get drunk and be somebody. Tomorrow morning I won't care if the sun don't shine. The whole world's gonna look rosy through these bloodshot eyes of mine. Man and the little woman who don't understand. Let's get drunk and be somebody. Let's get drunk and be somebody.
Yeah, let's get drunk and be somebody. Hank Thompson for you and his Brazos Valley Boys. That's off of a new CD package we were able to put together. We're working on getting all of Hank Thompson's music back out again. As several of you have picked up all that Tony Booth stuff that we put out. We were able to acquire all of Tony Booth's masters throughout his recording career, and we re-released all of those. Well, we're very excited about kind of doing the same thing for the last 26 albums that Hank Thompson recorded. We recently acquired the masters for those through the generosity of Ray and Ann Thompson Womack, and we're in the process of putting out all 26 of those albums during the next 3 or 4 years until we get all that stuff out again. So we're excited about that. And that's off of a CD called On Tap, In the Can or In the Bottle, Smokey the Bear. Two albums. We're putting two albums out on each CD until we get them all out. So excited about that. Let's get drunk and be somebody. There's Hank Thompson for you. Got the Hits Radio program tonight with all of your requests and dedications. Appreciate you being tuned in tonight.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize the moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over. Yeah.
moment. We both will be old. We won't even notice the world's turning cold. And so in this moment, with sun right above, my cup runneth over with
little Johnny Bush music there for you. My cup runneth over here at CanEL on the Hits Radio Show. If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today.
Do-do-do-do-do. I do-do-do-do-do. Who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. I double clutch and weasel like me, can hardly ever get a girl. Look at him, by the way. Smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do-do-do-do. Towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmies while I wake up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real. Better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find tiny pieces of my heart scattered elbow which away. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do 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 do. I do 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 do.
Yes, you played a song one day that it says which one of us is to blame.
Yeah.
But I don't know who sings it.
The Wilburn Brothers recorded that originally, I believe. Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers.
Yes, but didn't somebody else record it recently?
Okay, yeah, Daryl McCall had a version of it, and then also recently the Malpas Brothers recorded it. Any of those ring a bell to you?
Yes, I remember. Yeah, Wilburn Brothers. That's fine. Just played that one.
I'll do it for you tonight, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is to blame. Somehow I can't blame myself, although I guess I should. And I can't put the blame on you, I wouldn't if I could. We've made ourselves the gossip of the town. On you, I wouldn't if I could. Your nearness makes me tremble with desire. Your ruby red lips set my soul aflame. For you, I'd be a beggar, thief, or liar. I wonder which one of us is to blame.
I've said it many times, and I'll continue to say it until they finally get their due date. The Wilburn brothers, it is a complete injustice that the Wilburn brothers are not members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. They were trailblazers in television, without a doubt. Country music television, without a doubt. Promoting, if it wasn't for them, there possibly would not have been a Loretta Lynn. And not only that, but their numerous hits that they had in the country music business is immeasurable. And Nashville, Tennessee should be ashamed of themselves for not having the Wilburn brothers honored in the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm going to play the Malpas brothers version of that particular song as well, just because I like them both so much. The Malpas brothers are coming back to Llano, Texas in November, God willing. Here's one of their songs that they copied from the great Wilburn brothers.
The nicest thing that's come my way is you. But I can offer you my heart unchained. It isn't fair. I wonder which one of us is to blame. Somehow I can't blame myself, although I guess I should. And I can't put the blame on you, I wouldn't if I could. We made ourselves the gossip of the town. The things we've done can only bring us shame. We've let our passion drag our honor down. I wonder which one of us is to blame. Mm-hmm. and I can't put the blame on you. I wouldn't if I could. Your nearness makes me tremble with desire. Your ruby red lips set my soul aflame. For you I'd be a beggar, thief, or liar. I wonder which one of us is to blame. I wonder which one of us is to blame.
I wonder which one of us is to blame. Good to hear from my friend Cody Meyer, who is listening tonight in De Quincey, Louisiana, which is right around Lake Charles, I understand. And he just recently went through back surgery, and he's been laid up for a little while, bless his heart, and he's had a tough time with it. But he says he's not 100% recovered, but he's very, very thankful for where he's at, and I am too. He asked me if I'd play Rolling with the Flow by the Silver Fox, and I'll be more than happy to do that for you. Cody, look forward to having Cody back. Well, if we ever get to do any shows again, I look forward to having Cody back attend some of those shows with us. Here's the great Charlie Rich for you. Mark Chestnut had a great version of this song, too.
Once was a thought inside my head. Before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. Loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow. While guys my age are raising kids, but I'm raising hell just like I did.
Keep on rolling with that old flow. Stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL. I'm going to play a song by Johnny Bush's favorite girl singer. His favorite girl singer, and they're tuned in tonight. So we'll say hello to Daryl and Mona McCall and play a little Mona McCall for you to kind of finish up this hour of the Hits Radio Show. We'll play this for Johnny Bush. I doubt he's listening, but we'll still play it for him.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.